Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Looking around the NBA, trying to figure out what's going on with the NBA, and you've got Kawhi Leonard. Looks like he's going to Toronto. DeMar DeRozan will end up in San Antonio. And that'll be the big news of the day when it comes to the NBA. But there's some other things going on. And, you know, we started talking about LeBron taking less money to go somewhere else and leaving money on the table. And we're wondering how that's going to play out somewhere down the road. Sam Amico is going to help explain that to us after we bring him in on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And that's where Sam is going to join us here in a second. And we're looking forward to kind of breaking it down, because I think it's going to be interesting to see how other players respond to the fact that guys take less money to go somewhere else. And Jeff, we might be headed towards a hard cap in the NBA because of some of the actions that some of the players have been doing by leaving money on the table. And if I was an owner, I'd be sitting around saying, well, if you guys aren't going to take a chance and have the opportunity to keep this money and you'd rather do this, why not have a hard cap? Why not change this? And it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. So let's bring in Sam Amico from Amico Hoops. Hi, Sam. How are you?
Gentlemen, how are you?
We are doing outstanding. First, let's start with the trade. And I don't know that it is 100% official.
No.
No, it's not official yet. I wonder if anything could turn around. It is 100% official.
It is.
Okay.
It went down. Huh?
So okay. If with the trade being official now, I wonder how it's going to play out with Kawhi Leonard stories this morning saying he doesn't really want to go to Toronto. I wonder how that's going to play out.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's an interesting thing. Is he going to sit out another year with a hamstring issue? Or, you know, there's still questions in the NBA. How serious is this? It could be serious. Was it a groin, right? But whatever it was, the people were asking, you know, before they made these trades, they wanted to see the medicals and all that, because there had been talk that he could miss training camp and maybe the start of the season with this. So, you know, look, these talks went on for a while with Toronto. We heard the other day that Toronto, Washington, and Portland, and the Clippers were really the main teams talking to the Spurs, whereas the Lakers and Sixers and Celtics had backed off because they didn't want to give away any of the really good players. Well, Toronto more than happy to give away DeRozan, an all-star who's, you know, probably going to be better under Popovich, but has not produced at winning time a lot, DeRozan. So it'll be very interesting to see how all this shakes out. Apparently DeRozan was not real thrilled with the deal either. So, you know, anytime you're forced to transfer jobs, sometimes you're just not real thrilled with it, and then maybe it'll grow on you eventually. But right now, it'll be interesting to see how it plays out.
Sam, I thought when Toronto's name really popped into these talks, I thought, all right, who are they going to give up so that they can play Kawhi with DeMar DeRozan? And so I was a little surprised that DeRozan was the guy, because if you're going to make a run at it, I would think you want those two guys together. Instead, maybe they're taking a one-year shot and then going to blow it up and start over.
Well, look, it hasn't worked out for them the way they are. With Lowry, DeRozan, Valanciunas, you know, those guys being their main guys, Ibaka, it just hasn't worked out for them. Now, they couldn't get past LeBron. LeBron's gone out of the East, so you thought, well, maybe they'll stick with it a little bit longer, but are they able to beat the Celtics and Sixers the way they are? They didn't feel that they were, so you take a chance, you know, and I think that that's okay. We're going to take a big risk here and hope that it pays off. Maybe this will get us out of the, you know, is Kawhi Leonard going to leave if the Toronto Raptors are playing in the NBA Finals? Well, you wouldn't think so. But either way, they're clearly taking a risk here, putting their future at great risk in the fact that he could leave after the season, Kawhi Leonard, for nothing.
Sam, after watching Colin Sexton play and watching Summer League, where are we right now with the Cavaliers? What is this team going to be next year? And, I, you know, normally I would say, well, I don't know. But then I also look at the East and see what the East is, and I don't know how to feel about the Cavaliers at all. I know they're not going to be as good as they were with LeBron. That's like a no-brainer. But where are they? I can't judge it. I can't gauge it.
Well, that's, you know what, Andy, you are not alone. And the reason for that is because we haven't seen this team play without LeBron James for an extended time. Are they going to be a team that moves the ball and plays with great determination, a team with veteran players, Kevin Love, Tristan Thompson, J.R. Smith, George Hill, Kyle Korver? You know, I'm sure I'm forgetting somebody in there. But, you know, there's a lot of veteran guys on this team, as well as some pieces, young pieces that you think, you know, what's going to become of these guys? Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance are getting to the point in their careers where it's, okay, you're either going to be this the rest of your career, or are you going to take that next step? But they're still nice role players at the very least. So, you know, you have guys like that. And then you have young, promising guys, Sexton, Osman, Zizic, you know, so guys like that. Rodney Hood, same thing with Jordan Clarkson, Larry Nance Jr. So if they play basketball the right way, move the ball, can hitch outside shots, use their veteran experience and their youth, this could be an okay team. I really believe that. And I think that they want to find that out before they say, you know what, let's gut this. It's not going to work out. I think that they're going to say, let's see what we have here, and if we can develop something that's good, then we can add pieces to it as we move along, as you know, next year, the year after, because we're developing a program as opposed to just gutting the roster and developing what you think is promise, but usually doesn't always work out that way. Sacramento Kings, we've talked about this before, have been playing the lottery forever. Orlando Magic looks like they're going to be playing the lottery for the next 15 years. You know, is the lottery always the best way to go? In some cases, yes, but I think that they're going to wait and see what kind of basketball team that plays real basketball and plays team basketball, are these guys good enough to excite the fans and get things moving in the right direction? You don't have to tank to rebuild. You don't. You can rebuild with veterans and win while you're doing it. So that's I think, going to be their approach heading into training camp.
Sam, before we get into some of the talk about maybe contracts coming up in the next collective bargaining agreement, and Andy was touching on something that we had talked about that we were going to discuss on the show with leaving money on the table. The Cavs right now have 11 players under contract, and that does not include Rodney Hood, and who's a restricted free agent, and O'Carroll White, who coming up in August has a deadline where he has some money guaranteed. Even if they bring in both of those guys, Rodney Hood and O'Carroll White, and I would think that unless something happens, Rodney Hood's here. That leaves you two, maybe three roster spots. If you're the Cavs, A, do you fill all of those roster spots? Of course, NBA teams don't have to carry 15 guys. But if you were, what would you want to fill them with? Would you want to fill them with a veteran, like another Channing Frye type? Or would you take a flyer on some lottery ticket guys out of the G League that maybe they develop?
I think you're probably going to look at younger guys with those final spots. Mostly because, and not necessarily, you know, guys who are 19, 18, 19, but guys who may have played in the G League, played a little bit in the NBA. You know, they had looked at Trayvon Graham, who had just signed now. They had a strong interest in him. So those kind of guys, and he played in the NBA. Jamel Artis from the Summer League team, I suspect he'll get a invite to training camp. Had a very nice Summer League, and he's a guy who played some NBA games last year. With the Orlando Magic, played at Pitt. Nice, tough, hustling wing player, can hit some threes. They want to find more of those quote-unquote 3-and-D wing players. I wouldn't be shocked to see him bring in another 7-footer. But, again, I'm with you, Jeff. I think that they're going to carry 13 guys for quite a while because, you know, the salary cap stuff and luxury tax and all that. I just don't see them adding anybody that's going to, you know, make the fans think, whoa, we got him. So I just think this is pretty much the roster going into camp. I'm with you in that they're going to add, you know, Rodney Hood will be back unless somebody offers him an outlandish deal, which doesn't look like it's on the way.
Sam, Jeff and I were talking about this before you came on, and I kind of want to get into this. is LeBron James setting the way or paving the way for a hard cap in the NBA by not taking as much money as he possibly could? Because if I'm an owner and I'm sitting around here, we're doing the collective bargaining agreement, and I'm saying, look, we've offered you guys all this money, and guys are walking away with it because they want to go play with their buddies or they want to do this or that. You know what? We're just going to make it a hard cap because we've offered you this money, and now you're not taking it. What do you think of that?
Andy, you just said it. You just said it. And I talked to people in the league. Yeah, the last time they negotiated, they came up with a Supermax contract idea, came up with, you know, the idea that you can go over the cap to and then you just get taxed and pay a luxury tax. But the purpose was so that teams could keep the players they drafted. And that's the one thing I would warn Cavs fans about, getting so excited about the lottery. It's like, oh, well, we don't want to lose Atlanta's pick. Okay, so you get the guy, he turns out to be good, and you have him for 4 years and he fails. You know, you can't build a team that way.
Right.
So if I'm the owners, yeah, I say, you know what, we want to build teams. We want our guys to stay in the same city because we can offer them more money. That's their incentive. Well, the players keep walking away from that. LeBron James has led the charge in walking away. Where did he walk away from this time, guys? $50
million? Yes. $50 million,
yeah.
Yeah, if you're walking away from that money, you're exactly right. And I've talked to people around the league, never an owner, but general managers and stuff, who were saying, yeah, the owners are going to be saying, look, one of your biggest mouthpieces in the Players Association, LeBron is a huge, very involved in the negotiations, is walking away from huge dollars. So, hard cap. How can you fight that if you're the Players Association? We're gonna put a hard cap on because you guys don't care. You don't care that that we're offering you this money. You're walking away from it to, as you guys said, go play with your buddies, go form super teams. You know, DeMarcus Cousins, you know, he signed $5.3 million. The Pelicans offered him way more than that. But he wanted to go play as a super team. And players should absolutely have that right. But if you're the owners, you're saying, you know what, we're just going to lower the salaries then, because you guys, our star players, obviously don't care about the money. Paul George, that's one out of like five guys. But the rest of you, and that's okay. You don't care about the money, we'll just hard cap everything. So I think it's good. There's going to be a work stoppage, and it's because of this. The owners are going to try to take back the league, and there's going to be a long work stoppage the next CBA, which I think is 2021, somewhere in there. So prepare for that.
Let me throw a couple of names at you real quick. Last thing, Noah Vonleh, David Nwaba, who was a shooting guard, was with the Lakers, was with Chicago, now an unrestricted free agent. Alex Len, Jahlil Okafor. If you're the Cavs, are you looking at any of these guys, possibilities, or are you thinking, let's take some of these guys that we had in the summer league, bring them to camp, and see if they can win a job?
I think they're going to go the summer league route first, but I'm sure, those other guys are intriguing guys in the sense that Len, Vonleh, and especially Okafor, you know, was a former number three overall pick. Those guys have what you think is still a big upside if they can get into the right situation. So absolutely they are taking a look at those kind of guys. But I think for camp, they'll be inviting mostly summer league guys. And if the Vonleys and the Lens of the world are still out there, I don't think Okafor will be. He worked out in Vegas for four teams last week. I don't think the Cavs were there. But those guys are the type of guys that you look at and you say, you know what? If we strike it rich with one of these guys who's got this type of upside, boy, and you know what? If you don't, well, guess what? You're not paying big money for them anyway. And that's why you're waiting around on guys like Okafor and Len and them. It's like, how much money do you want? Right now, they're probably still asking too much. But as camp gets closer, you might be able to land that type of guy and see what you got.
Sammy, as always, we read you every day at MikoHoops.net. Thank you. We appreciate your time and some really interesting stuff there. And, you know, I keep thinking back on the LeBron thing. And if we're looking at a work stoppage, if it's 2021, that's the last year of his that's the third year of his deal. And so all he does is, I don't know. I just see the age catching up there too on that, especially if there's a work stoppage. I mean, think about it. Crazy.
Hey, any employer would be thrilled to say, you don't want this money? Okay, well, we're going to rework it so that we don't have to pay you as much. Any employer would be thrilled with that. So it'll be very, very interesting.
All right, thank you, Sam. Appreciate it. We'll talk
to you
soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.